Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to the best of Stoney and Jansen with Heather on 97.1 The Ticket.
The strike one, swinging a line drive right field, and that's going to bring in a couple. Sharp line drive single. Hicks is in. Sanchez is in. Aaron Judge does it again. Two out, two runs, single. And the Yankees widen their lead to 4-1.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Saturday's game. Tigers actually made a game of it. Nico Goodrum hit a home run, so it was like amazing. It was, you know, made it 6-4 that they lost that game. But the rest of this series was just ridiculous. This whole season has been ridiculous. And I'm just going to throw some numbers at you. Okay, so the series with the Yankees. Granted, the Yankees are a good team, but they were scuffling. I mean, they haven't been great. They've been disappointing, if you believe, you know, the New York media and my Yankee fans. Tigers scored four runs in the three games. They had 13 hits. They struck out 43 times. For the season so far, their batting average is 195. You heard me correct. 195. The closest to them, in other words, the next to last place in batting average, is 207. I think it's the Texas Rangers. OPS, Tigers 593. Next worst, 654. Tigers are tied, I believe, the Pittsburgh Pirates for strikeouts, with 305 strikeouts in 906 at-bats. So you're striking out
a third of the time.
A third of the time. How about your run differential, which is a great stat. Gov loves it, and he's right. It tells you a lot. Their run differential. We are at May 4th right now. It's minus 62. Ooh. If I'm reading this correctly, the second worst is minus 26.
And you,
that's right. That's 36 runs. They are 8-21. They are on pace right now. And look, things will change. They're not going to hit as bad. They'll win some games. But the team that has the worst record in all of baseball history, the 1962 Mets, in 1962, after 29 games, they were 10-19. Now, conversely, the 03 Tigers, that was historically bad, they were 4-25 at this point. So we got four more wins in that squad.
That's right. Double them.
It is just unbelievable how a team can be this bad offensively. And obviously, Al Avila is the reason for it, or should be the reason, and a lot of it, you know, some of it is out of his control, but it's his job to, quote, find some diamonds in the rough, okay? That's what you do. I mean, come on. The Kansas City Royals won the World Series in 2015, and then they went through a, you know, they went 95 wins, and they went 81-80, and they started their rebuild, 58-59, 26 last year. Right now, they look like they're pretty good there at 16-10. Now, in defense of Al Avila, okay, this is the only defense I'm going to make, is the Houston Astros. Just listen to this for a second, and I'm just because I think Alville has obviously done a horrific job so far. The Houston Astros from 2009 to 2014, when they started to think about a rebuild, they went 74 wins, 76 wins, 56, 55, 59, or excuse me, 51, and then 70, and then they started, and you know, and they won the World Series in 2017. So their rebuild started in 2009, ended in 14, and they started going up and becoming good. Mm-hmm. The Tigers, you could say their rebuild started when? In 2017?
Yeah.
64, 64, 47. Last year they played, you know, 40% baseball, you know, because of the shortened season.
Yeah.
And right now, let's say they win 60 games, which would be, you know, optimal probably right now. So this is what these teams go through. The difference is, where's our Carlos Correa? Where's our, you know, Jose Altuve? Are these guys, is it Riley Green and, you know,
Spencer
Meadows
Torkelson.
And Torkelson? We're not going to see them. You know, Evan Petzold wrote a deal in the Free Press yesterday where, you know, Green, if he has a good season, because minor league baseball is starting this week, you may see him being called up in September. Okay, maybe, because he's starting in Double-A. The only Triple-A players that you might see besides September call-ups is maybe as a pitcher is Matt Manning, and maybe if he has a good season, you know, Isaac Paredes. That's it. Because all of their better prospects are really, really young, mm-hmm. and in fairness, it's not time for them to be in the major leagues yet.
No.
Okay? So that's the only defense you can make for Alvila. My biggest problem with Avila is in this time period not being able to come up with international players that you didn't have to draft, that you just had to sign and develop them and to become good players who you've had since, I don't know, they were 18 years old. It's now 4 or 5 years. Where are those guys on the major league level? They're nowhere. The trades that they made, just, you know, look, I always talk about the Verlander trade. Everybody in baseball thought that was a reasonable haul. It just hasn't worked out. You know, Jake Rogers has regressed. Perez got hurt. Who knows what Daz Cameron is? You know, they didn't get enough for J.D. Martinez. I mean, Castellanos, you see what he's doing right now? Granted, it's, you know, early in the season. He's on fire. Him and J.D. Martinez, by the way, co-leading Major League Baseball in home runs with 9. There's a few other guys. Right now, Castellanos is hitting 350 with an OPS of 1.026. JD, 347 is his batting average. This is epic failure that, okay, if he couldn't sign them, especially Castellanos, because JD was at the end of his deal, you couldn't sign Castellanos, you kept screwing with him, and it kind of messed up. Look, I never thought he was going to be this good. So, you know, I'm not going to completely. It's just they haven't done very well in veteran player procurement. They haven't had a lot of money to deal with, but there are teams that have used that type of resources for better players than the Tigers have. That's his greatest failing. And as far as the prospects, the people that we mentioned, Torkelson, Green, Meadows, Clemens, Workman, this Roberto Campos kid that they signed last summer for like $1 million. He's like 17 years old. I mean, you're not going to see him, hopefully, in 4 or 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's the biggest problem. I mean, I got a ticket text from a friend of mine who he didn't watch the games this weekend because he was out of town, and he basically tried to compare Avila and Stevie. Something's got to be done. I said, wait a second. Stevie's players haven't even made them in the NHL yet.
Two years.
Cool out on that. Let's go to Sam in Sterling Heights. What's up?
What's up, guys?
Mm-hmm.
Well, one, I was just saying it to your caller, I mean the screener, that one, you got Al Avila has been there for about 4 or 5 years now as GM.
Mm-hmm.
Not one thing that he's done that's actually justified bringing in some kind of winning. So what you need to do is, because you got A.J. Hinch and you don't want him to sit there and make him look like a less of a manager, you need to get Al Avila out of there. And I've said this to you guys before. You need to throw the house at a person like Theo Epstein, even if it's going to cost you $15 to $20 million a year to get him to GM. you need a face like that, because nobody's going to come to a team with a person like Al Avila running this team.
Well, I think that has I'll disagree with that. It has nothing to do with, you know, they're going to come or not come because of Al Avila. They're going to come or not come by the how much money they're offering.
Right.
What does he show that he's going to actually build a team
around? I understand that. I'm not disagreeing with you. He's done a horrible job. But you do have to realize, as I pointed out with Houston, that when you are going through, we're going through a rebuild. It takes 5 or 6 years from that rebuild for these guys to even make the majors.
Actually love to get a team like the Tigers that would trade away Justin Verlander to them and trade away Max Scherzer and everything. I mean, lose Max Scherzer, lose Castellanos. That just shows you just got the worst management and the worst ownership if you can't keep your top players.
Well, see, you don't know what you're talking about when it comes to, like, Max Scherzer. Of course they should have kept Max Scherzer. It's not on Al Avila. That was on Mike Gillich because he didn't want to pay him more than Verlander. No, that's not on Al. Look, Al Avila, like I said, Al Avila should be blamed for not getting the stopgap veteran players to make the team presentable. It's not a watchable product.
Because it's boring. There's no offensive production. There's no hits. I mean, and you're wasting good performances. Urania goes out there and throws, a three-hitter? Two-hitter?
Yeah.
Three-hitter. And there's no run support. And the best that the Tigers can do is get two hits. I mean, you're missing – that's – and when you talk about the run differential at minus 62, it'd be worse if you didn't have – performances like Urania had or like Matthew Boyd has had early this year.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Can you imagine if this – I mean, like, the pitching hasn't been great. It's been serviceable, okay, you know, top to bottom. They've had a lot of good starts. But can you imagine if it wasn't good? Oh, my Lord. Look, Al Avila is responsible. There's no doubt. And should probably – if this season goes on the way it's going, he should lose his job. But just for your own good – go look at teams that are doing what they're doing. So, now, Kansas City doing – maybe I escalated, so that's why I brought them up.
Well, Stoney, you brought up earlier that you think eventually – they'll eventually hit some. I'm not so sure about that.
Yeah, well
– I don't know who in this lineup is going to hit consistently.
No, but they can't –
because you can't – that's the thing. You might run into a couple games back-to-back like they did in Houston – but long, like, I don't think they can get any consistency. Maybe no. Candelario?
No, but I'm not. I mean, they can't hit below 200 for a season, can they? Is that possible?
It's possible. It is certainly possible. And you look right now, you know, you got Candelario who's hitting 278, but past that,
there's nobody.
There's absolutely nobody. Your next highest after that is Wilson Ramos. At 218.
Yeah, but wow. What's Badu hitting now?
Badu's just over 200. He's at 203.
Yeah.
Reality.
Exactly. If you miss anything in our show, go to the rewind function on Odyssey.com. Let's go to Tom on a cell phone. How you doing, Tom?
Good morning, fellas. Hope you had a nice weekend.
We did, because I didn't really watch the Tigers, so it was good. I watched the draft, and it was more exciting than Tiger baseball.
Mm-hmm. About that, this is my beef with Al Avila, okay, and how he can still be around. And aside from the obvious, is, you know, that everybody knows, bad trades, blah, 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 blah. The biggest problem I've had with him throughout his years here is he's never been able to identify A, where the team is at during the season, and B, where his players are at during said season. They've been a fringe team since he's been employed there. He's always waited to the very last minute to trade anybody. He's always, are we a playoff team? Are we not a playoff team? If you're asking yourself that question, what are you doing? You know you're not a playoff team. And not only that, every single trade he has made, and it's all about pitching. He's getting pitching, 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 pitching. Not one player is up in this lineup or in the system right now anyway that appears ready to impact this lineup on a daily basis. I've never seen a GM operate a team that way, because you can always find pitching. Pitching comes and goes. You never know how, if a pitcher's going to pan out. You can have 10 studs who turn out to be zero studs. But at least with guys that are in your lineup every single day, Pete, every single day. And I mean,
but then let me ask you: when do you think he was in the had the ability to start making trades?
When does he have?
When did he, like you're holding his feet to the fire for his trading ability, which did not occur till after the 2015 season. So,
well, you got Castellanos, who he media basically shamed him.
That was you know, they completely, and a lot of other people completely missed the boat on Castellanos. He completely missed the boat. He got nothing.
Matthew Boyd should have been gone a long time ago.
Yes, you're absolutely correct. That is true, and I totally agree with that. My whole point, and it's not defending him, although it sounds it, because he should be fired, is just people realize when you're going through what they're going through, and I use Houston as the example. It takes a lot of time for most of these players to even make the majors. But where his problem is, which I can't excuse him for and refuse to, is where are his expertise was supposed to be, like in finding these international prospects in the Dominican. Where are these guys? And like, they spent, I don't know, I'll look it up, how much money Jonathan Scope makes. They really have to bring him back. He stinks right now. I mean, he was last year. Mm-hmm. You know, that's their biggest problem.
Well, they thought that a guy like him was going to help them score a few runs and compete more.
Yes.
Versus who else? Stoney?
Well, and that's the thing.
Yeah, I know. There's nobody else. Candelario is their best offensive player. I mean, come on. And then that says a lot right there.
Yes.
I don't think his timeline started until the 2017 blow up. Okay, so the first two years, they weren't rebuilding. They had spent money.
Right, they were one game away from the playoffs in 2016. Right. That's when I gave my stats, and we'll do this more in depth tomorrow. I started in 2017. So this is year five.
I mean, you got to, in fairness, allow his draft picks to materialize. But for me, it's I need to see Casey Mize start having 3 out of 4 quality starts.
Yes.
I need Scooble to maybe be sent down and work on a few things and come back and show something. And then you need to see Green come, like, and you said it may not be until September. Yeah. If he hits well, I want to see him this summer.
Yeah, if he hits well, no doubt. I want to see Manning, you know, another pitcher, but Manning was drafted before Mize.
Yeah.
I want to see him up here.
The problem is this kind of performance in the first month, and I think this is going to continue. I think we are looking at 2003 in the mirror again, maybe not as bad of a win total, but close, because I just don't see the hitting coming. It's going to put the pressure on. If he survives that, then is he, at that point, is he making decisions to save his job?
Do the we have some ticket texts here. Do the Tigers and Wings have a culture problem like the Lions did? Why do ex-Tigers do better after they're traded? Well, you're getting traded to better teams. Look. J.D. Martinez went to Arizona, who made the albeit the one-game playoff. Then he signed with Boston. Castellanos went to the Cubs. I mean, they're going to better teams, and they're good players. They just didn't want to sign here, and the Tigers screwed up by not making sure that they were too obsessed with this fielding. I agree with the Avila assessment, but let's not forget it was Mike Ilitch that saddled the team with $35 million annual catastrophic debt to Cabrera. Bad management goes all the way to the top. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone wanted Nick Castellanos gone. Now all of a sudden people are bitching he wasn't re-signed. Hindsight armchair GMs are so annoying. You're right. I said some of the media were obsessed with his fielding as well. Badu-Doo is his new nickname.
How quickly that turns.
So Yzerman gets a pass for not bringing up prospects despite the fact early round picks advance faster in hockey. That makes no sense. Avila might be worse. But Yzerman is trending to Avila level. You obviously know no idea what you're talking about.
Right.
He's had two drafts, and he had a season that was cutting. He's had two absurd seasons because of COVID, where his better players, okay, like Sider, would have been on the team, but they didn't know when the season was going to. I mean, come on. Seriously? You can't actually think that, can you? Do you guys think we'll have problems getting players in the future due to the cheating scandal? No.
No. It's going to come down to dollars.
They need to fire the hitting coach, Mario Mendoza, as soon as possible. Just waiting for that to come. And finally, this is worse than the Randy Smith era. Al needs to go. Who's their hitting coach? Helen Keller. All right.
We are at that. We're at that ugly 2002-2001 area.
I know.
It's sad because then you're talking two rebuilds.
Back to back. And the hard part is, too, is just like you're losing so much interest and viewers because you just can't. Like if they were losing and they were still scoring six runs but the pitching was bad, at least you could turn it on and see some hitting. Right now you don't see anything. And good pitching, yeah, it's fun to watch, but not for nine innings just to watch them lose.
I mean, I don't want to go there yet, but, you know, Tariq Cornejo, Spencer Munson. It's way too soon for all that.
Oh, yeah, way too soon. All right, 248-539-9797, here's T.O.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.